I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Calling Monty Hall, the longtime Let's Make a Deal host would be useful in Washington today. The president's team of negotiators just announced yesterday is holding its first meeting today to try to come to an agreement by week's end on a deal that may temporarily extend Bush-era tax cuts for everyone, including the very wealthy, in exchange for... Well, in exchange for what? Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Meckler starts us off today with a Washington check-in. And Laura, a lot of arms being twisted today, and it's voters on the left who are howling. They say polls show most Americans are against tax cuts for the very rich. 44% of members of Congress are themselves millionaires, so it seems self-serving. And those against the cuts for the rich wanted the Democrats to set up Republicans like bowling pins and force them to publicly vote to keep breaks for the very wealthy. So why is the White House talking about compromise?
Well, there are a variety of things at work here. One is that the White House is responding to the results of the election in November. The president wants to be seen as somebody who can work with the other party. He believes that was the message of the election, was that voters want Republicans and Democrats to work together. And this is the big issue on the table now. And right in the day after the election, he came out and said he was willing to compromise on this. So we already knew going in that he was going to try to compromise. There are a variety of reasons why he needs to do that beyond just the politics. There is a danger if this doesn't get done, if nothing gets done before the end of the year, then it gets tripped into next year. And then he's going to be negotiating with a Republican House, so he's going to have a less strong hand. Of course, some liberals would say, go ahead, call their bluff, see what happens. But that's a game of chicken.
Well, the Washington Post is reporting that also the White House stands to get quite a bit in exchange. They could get the ratification of the nuclear arms treaty with Russia, the START treaty, the extension of these unemployment benefits, which ended today, and funding so that the government doesn't shut down. But might they get those things, including an extension of unemployment benefits?
Well, yes. I don't think all of those things are directly related to one another. Those are all priorities for the White House in this lame duck session of Congress. The unemployment benefits are something that could very easily be tied to the tax cut extensions.
Well, and so what might the tax cut end of a deal look like? This morning on the morning shows, spokesperson Robert Gibbs once again signaled the president could accept a temporary extension of the cuts for everyone,
right,
not just the middle class.
And they've basically been signaling that for a long time. What they've said is the most important thing to them is that taxes don't go up on the middle class and that they don't permanently extend tax cuts on the very rich. So if you start with those parameters, it's sort of like, well, where's the middle ground? Republicans want them extended permanently for everyone. Democrats want them extended permanently just for the middle class. So sort of the obvious middle ground here, at least one possible middle ground, is to say, okay, we're going to just extend them temporarily for everybody.
Temporarily, we've heard 2 years, and that kicks it down to the next presidential election.
Right, or perhaps just after the next presidential election, another lame duck session. Some Republicans might prefer to have them extended by 3 years so that it isn't during the presidential election. It's during the next president's term, whether it be President Obama's second term or perhaps a Republican president.
Yeah. What about this letter that dozens of Republicans reportedly signed, vowing intransigence, vowing to block all Democratic legislation that's not connected to tax cuts and government spending, things like rescinding Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or giving legal status to young immigrants who join the military or go to college. Have you seen this letter?
I have. And basically what they're saying is we don't want to be acting on any of these other things until we get these economic issues worked out. You know, there's a couple ways that the Senate may respond to that letter. One is if they do get an agreement on this tax issue, maybe that gets moved forward, and then that kind of breaks the logjam. Also, it's not really clear necessarily that every single member of the Republican caucus is going to stick with it and not support any one of these things.
All right. Well, but then you have Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown here in Massachusetts, front page stories on all the papers about people who are going to be losing their unemployment benefits. He's proposing a bill to pay for extending those unemployment benefits with unspent federal money that he's found. So might that be a part of this mix of deal-making?
Was it hiding under his mattress?
I don't know.
Yeah, no. Yes, of course, it might be part of the mix. But the Democratic position on this has been, this is emergency funding, and we don't need to pay for it. And, of course, any of these tax cuts they're talking about, they're not paying for either. So the Democratic position is, why are you insisting that we offset, which is how it's known in Washington, offset the cost of the unemployment insurance and not offset the cost of tax cuts? You know, having said that, that doesn't mean there isn't room for an agreement in there somewhere.
Well, so what do you think is going to happen, Laura Meckler?
Well, I do think that they're probably going to come to an agreement. They seem to be teeing it up yesterday at a White House meeting. I think, to some extent, both sides have an incentive to come to a deal. This isn't that complicated, truthfully. And if they end up with a bipartisan agreement with the leadership signing off on it, where, say, for instance, unemployment benefits were extended and the tax cuts were also extended for all taxpayers on a temporary basis, I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine a lot of people opposing that if the leadership of both parties supports it. So, you know, we don't have a deal yet. And if we don't get one, of course, as I said, we're headed into a game of chicken where both sides are hoping the other side gets blamed by voters.
Laura Meckler, Washington-based staff writer for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
You bet.